This is a CBC podcast.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like I was sick of her and make her heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. All those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream them aloud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned on. Start it right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, 'cause I still got a lot of fire left in me.
So that was a little bit of what it sounded like as young people from Portage Atlantic shared music, shared personal stories at a recognition ceremony yesterday at Cassidy Lake. So that was just a little bit of one of the performances of the pop hit Fight Song, kind of went along with the theme for this year's event, which was Take Back My Life. Now, you might know Portage. They have been operating a residential treatment facility for youth with addiction problems for many years now. And family members were gathering to recognize the achievements of 19 young people. 14 of them completed the residential phase of their rehab treatment program. And then there were 5 who have maintained a whole year of healthy living out there in the community. Daniel Kraft came through the program back in 2018, and he and his mom, Roberta, shared their story at yesterday's event.
I was a young mother. You always try to make the best decisions so that your children, you know, don't have to go without. I worked a lot, but my child at the time, there's 2 now, you know, it was always involved in sports, YMCA programs, went away each summer to camp, did everything that I was supposed to do that I feel was right. Parenting courses, went back to university. Again, you know, working multiple jobs just to make sure everything was, you know, good in his life. But then I caught myself making bad decisions, and it was who I was letting into our lives. For 8 years, we lived in a very toxic environment. My children witnessed things that kids should not have to see. Unfortunately, like when you can't help yourself, you can't help your kids either.
There was a lot of little things that built up to the one big thing of addiction. The biggest being the fact of domestic abuse. It was basically the only way I had felt that I could turn to make myself feel a little bit better. Every youth that you talk to, they're going to know somebody that either does drugs, knows where to get drugs. Everybody knows somebody. It's more of a thing that once you make that decision to, hey, I'm going to go use, then it's just a matter of going to the person that you know who might know where to get it. And it's really not a complicated thing that everybody knows at least one person to get it from, and everybody has that. If they ever needed it, they could go and get it.
It just, it took time, and it took finally courage. And how I'd mentioned that, you know, the fighting had shifted towards Daniel towards the end of it. When I seen that my child was in the line of fire now, I had to make different choices. You know, I guess I didn't value myself enough that I was always in the line of fire, but once it went to my child, that's when movement had to happen. And I had a conversation with him, like, I just need this to end, but you need to get help too. And that was our pinky promise, that if I left once and for all and seen it through, because, you know, police have been involved with our family before, and it was, oh, you know, he didn't mean it, and maybe I caused it, maybe I said something wrong. No, I went and I filed charges, I seen it through, and I told the courts everything, even stuff that they weren't aware of. And for what it did for my family is, I think it led him believe that okay, Mom's serious this time. And he put the work in he needed to, as I did as well.
How I came to Portage, I remember I went to my guidance counselor and tried to figure out what to do. Within 2 to 3 days, I was in contact with Tambri here, and she was at the time the admissions advisor. And within a week, I had a date on when I was coming here. So when I was here, there was multiple occasions I just wanted to leave. I think at a point in everybody's program, they get into a headspace that they don't know if they want to be here. But the one that had kept me here was Mom. She basically, every time I even brought up that, oh, I can come home, I'll be good, it was, no, you're going to finish your program out. And I think that's what I needed, because if I wouldn't have finished the program, I don't know how I would have been doing now. I know how I'm doing after completing the program, and I don't know how I would have been if I didn't fully see the program through.
Family plays the big role of, I need to know everything now. And maybe it's too much, but as I had mentioned, when he was like 15 and 16, I was starting to look the other way, that, oh, he's just, you know, experimenting, he's with his friends. He's older, and I'm still very aware of what can happen, and it's just all about accountability now. Like, even if it's just, you know, where were you, or, you know, where are you headed, or how much money have you spent? Like, things that seem very juvenile, but when you've gone through this stuff, it puts that stuff back on the radar that, you know, sometimes you have to ask questions just to kind of bring you back down that everything's okay. But family's always been a big part of our life. And as a 21-year-old man, I still love the fact that, I mean, on the weekends, he's with his family. Like, it's, you know, what are we doing? Whereas most kids 21 years old are like, I don't know what you're doing, but you're not coming with me. And he's great that way. So, yeah, it's family for sure.
To me, it's becoming more and more easy for youth and just everybody in general to get drugs and to use, that it's just a thing at this point that I feel that should be what's targeted instead of other things that there's laws coming up against. I think the biggest thing there should be targeting is the availability of drugs and enforcing that even more than they already do. I always knew that I wanted to help people. Even when I was like 10, 11 years old, I always knew I wanted to help people just in general. When I had graduated my program here, I started just about a month later at UNBSJ. I went for a Bachelor of Arts with a major in psych, and then changed my mind on what I wanted to do. I still wanted to help people, so I was going to do policing. Like my mother mentioned, I had graduated the policing course, but then I also was like, okay, well, I don't know if I want to do policing for the rest of my life, so I ended up doing human service counseling at Olton College. And when I started taking the course, I fell in love with it. I did my job placement with the John Howard Society of Moncton, and it was one of the best and most fulfilling things that I've ever done. I love what I do. We do a lot of community outreach and working with the homeless community. We do a lot of events, meals, overdose awareness. We do events for just about everything to help these people. And it makes me feel fulfilled at the end of the day when I can go into work. If I helped one person, my day's been meaningful.
I too work community work, and I see kids all the time that are getting in trouble. And I'm glad that Portage is here. I almost feel that there should be more Portage in other places. Drugs are more common now. A lot of it is prescription drugs that kids are experimenting with their parents' stuff, that their parents aren't realizing that this should be locked up. It's out there, and it's bigger now than it ever has been. And I certainly, you know, for Portage, for my family, what it's done, I hope that it continues to help families for sure.
That's Roberta Kraft and her son, Daniel. They used to live in St. John. They're now in Sussex. And they were guest speakers at yesterday's annual recognition ceremony at Portage Atlantic at Cassidy Lake.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.